Welcome back to Time for Nach. It's Divrei Yomim Beis. It's Perek Yud Zayin. Yehoshaphat succeeds his father Asa and follows in the footsteps of David by serving Hashem, removing idolatry from the land. He has a team of officers, Levim, Kahanim. They teach Torah to the people. Hashem, therefore, as a result, causes the surrounding nations to fear him, fear his people, and send tributes to Yehoshaphat. Again, when we're acting genuinely, when we're genuinely pursuing our religion, others respect us. Yehoshaphat amasses wealth, and he uses that to build up the fortified cities, the castles. He groups his workers under officers from Yehuda and Binyamin. Each group has a massive amount of people, 180,000, 300,000. It's a proper operation. It's organized. It's a Kiddush Hashem.